Praise the Lord. The Lord bless each one tonight. I'm sure most people's heard the sad news of Sarah Reid passing, William and Madeline McCauley's daughter, only 30 years of age. You know, me and Mark was just saying, well, you know, when I think of my own daughter's 27, and that girl's 30 and 2 wee young children, that's a sad, sad thing. I was given to understand they went to America for a wee break for a holiday and left the children with the grandparents. And she took very ill, and they did their best what they could do medically, but just passed away. But I believe she's a saved girl. And we want to pray tonight for all the family circle. I'll tell you, William, Madeline's in a bad, bad shape. I rent the house off them, and Sharon's been speaking to him, and I've been talking to William a bit over the message and things, and we're hoping to go round to the house as well. But it's a difficult time, you know. It's hard to know what to say to people as well. You can be a preacher and all them things and know your Bible and all that, but it's sometimes some situations it's hard to know what to say. You just need the Lord's wisdom, don't you? So we want to pray, and pray as well as know the wee lad's name. Was John? Harry. Harry, we want to pray for wee Harry as well. And Samuel messaged me about a woman today as well. She's dying with cancer. So there's so many people needing prayers, but we know that God hears and answers prayers. Let's just come and bow our heads again this evening before we turn to the Word of God. And if you have a need tonight, just lift your hand up to the Lord as well. The Lord bless you. The Lord bless you. The Lord bless you. The Lord bless you. Praise God. Heavenly Father, we humbly, reverently bow before you tonight. In the name of thy lovely Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you that we have this great privilege that we can come from your footstool into your very throne room and into your very presence by the new and living way through the precious shed blood of the Lamb of God. Lord, we lift this wee lad up before you tonight. Father, taken ill and in hospital. Lord, we pray in the name of Jesus Christ, you'll have mercy upon him. We pray you'll touch him from the crown of his head to the soles of his feet. We pray he'll get well again, that everything will come normal. We rebuke the devil. And Lord, we just ask for your mercy and grace for him tonight. Father, we pray for the Reed family, for the McCauley family, Lord, for all that's bereaved at this time with this sad occasion. And Father, we just ask for your comfort and for your strength, for your mercy and for your grace to surround them and strengthen them. And just help them at this time, we pray in Jesus' precious name. And Father, we pray for the wee woman that's dying with cancer that Samuel mentioned today. Lord, you know her name. You know everything about her. And I pray, Lord, lift her before you, Lord Jesus, and I just pray you'll touch her and minister unto her tonight in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Father, for the hands raised, even in this service tonight, and we just bring them before you, and Lord, we pray you'll meet every single need, Lord, physical, spiritual, financial, in Jesus Christ's name. And Lord, we do pray for nurses, for all the nurses, for the doctors, Lord, we pray you'll bless them. We pray you'll strengthen them. We thank you for each and every one of them, Lord. We pray also again for your own people, Israel, that you'll bless them, Lord, and encamp round about them in the name of the Lord. Lord Jesus, I do take the Holy Ghost by faith tonight. I need your help. I need your wisdom. Help us, Lord, with your wisdom when to speak and when not to speak. And just give us your wisdom, Lord, in a greater measure. And just bless this service tonight and anoint your word, Lord, and open it to us, Lord, and just give us something from the Word of God. And bless and strengthen your people in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Amen. The Lord bless you this evening. I want again to go back to 2 Samuel chapter 9. And I didn't really finish last week. Maybe not too much to say tonight. Just a little, some thoughts from it to bring out of it. And this is about Mephibosheth's and David, or you could say Mephibosheth's faith and salvation. It's really salvation and grace. And I want to read from verse 6 of 2 Samuel 9. Now when Mephibosheth, the son of Jonathan, the son of Saul, was come on to David, he fell on his face and did reverence. And David said, Mephibosheth, and he answered, Behold thy servant. And David said unto him, Fear not, for I will surely show thee kindness for Jonathan thy father's sake. I will restore thee all the land of Saul thy father, and thou shalt eat bread at my table continually. And he bowed himself and said, What is thy servant that thou shouldest look upon such a dead dog as I am? Then the king called Ziba, Saul's servant, and said unto him, I have given unto thy master's son all that pertaineth to Saul and to all his house. Thou therefore and thy sons and thy servants shall till the land for him, and thou shalt bring in the fruits, that thy master's son may have food to eat. But Mephibosheth, thy servant's son, shall eat bread always at my table. Now Ziba had 15 sons and 20 servants. Then said Ziba unto the king, According to all that my lord the king hath commanded his servant, so shall thy servant do. As for Mephibosheth, said the king, he shall eat at my table as one of the king's sons. You know, there's something about this name. You'll not forget it. Now, it's took me a while to learn how to say it. It's hard to say it. I don't know if I'm saying it right, but I'm not changing it. I'm saying it the way I'm saying it, because it took me long enough to say it like that. And I had to go on and keep listening and listening. The boy reading the Bible, which done me good anyhow to learn how to say it. But my Mephibosheth's faith, salvation and joy in verse 6. The first thing I want to bring out of verse 6 is he believed the message. And we're looking at David as a type of Christ all the time through this. Mephibosheth believed the message. He came on to David. And I tell you, when we hear the message, we have to believe the message. And we have to come on to the Lord Jesus Christ. And the Bible says, whosoever will may come. And the Lord tonight set an open door, Revelation says, I've set before you an open door that you may come. And Jesus Christ is that door, and there's no other door. And there was no other man in the land, and there's no other man in the province could bless Mephibosheth, but David could. But Mephibosheth believed him, and he accepted it, and he came. And he believed all that David told him, and he was blessed. John 11 and 28, you know, it speaks of the Lord Jesus. The Master's come and calleth for thee. And I tell you, when the Master comes and calls for you, you have to come. And here David calls for Mephibosheth, and he sends Ziba to get him. And I tell you, the Holy Spirit goes to move people and speak to people. And the Holy Spirit will bring you always to the truth. And the truth is the Word of God, and Jesus Christ is that Word made flesh, John 1, verse 1. That's what will bring you. The Holy Spirit will always bring you to truth. The Holy Spirit won't bring you to something that's not truth, but it'll bring you to truth. Here also in verse 8, if you read verse 8, well, I'm going through it tonight. He fell on his face before David. He humbled himself. And I tell you, there's a lot of people today, and they come like the chewing gum experience. I never forget when I was in America, there's a young lad come up to the front to give a testimony, and he was chewing gum up at the front. And I was only a young Christian at the time, and there's maybe nothing wrong with chewing gum or anything. I'm not saying there is. But because he come to the front and he had a hat and all on, and I tell you, you've heard me talking about many folk, well, I'll tell you what, she went up to him. And the first thing, she got the hat off him and tell him to have reverence in the house of God. And she got the chewing gum next off him as well. And she told him he couldn't be chewing gum and wearing a hat like he's out somewhere, but he's in the house of God and he needs to have reverence. And she wanted him to humble himself. But this man comes when David calls him, and he comes into David's presence, and he himself humbles himself. He doesn't need somebody else to humble him. And you know, when God really works on you and the Holy Spirit really works on you, I'll guarantee it'll humble you.
You may be not a type of person that cries or weeps much, but many times when the Lord moves us, it causes us to weep, doesn't it? And the proverb says, "If one crieth with him, and he rejoices with him." But he humbled himself, and he fell on his face, and thanked God for it. And he confesses him. He confesses that he's like a dead dog. He recognizes he's nobody, and he's nothing. And when we come to the Lord, we can't come with our chest out and saying, you know, I'm Reverend so-and-so, or Brother so-and-so, or I belong to this or that. We have to come as nobodies, and we're coming to somebody. Yes. Amen. And this man came as a dead dog before the Lord, verse 8 says. And Ephesians 2, verse 1 to 2 says, "And you he quickened who were dead and trespassing and sins." And this man recognizes, he says, "I'm as a dead dog." And that's what he said before David. And when we come to the Lord Jesus Christ, he says, "You are the quickened who were dead." We were dead in our sins. We were dead in our trespasses. But the Spirit of God quickens us, means make alive. It was his Spirit that made us alive. And verse 2 says, "For in times past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the earth, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience." And the fellowship was crippled in his feet. And we might not knew it, but we were spiritually crippled. We're spiritually crippled by sin, and we're spiritually crippled by the devil, and we were led by the prince of the power of the earth. And I tell you, any man or woman that's not saved tonight, somebody's leading them. It's either the Lord or the devil, the Holy Spirit or another spirit, and the Bible says that. Aren't you glad tonight he's quickened you, and you recognized, and you came? I know when the Lord dealt with me, and when I was in jail, I'll tell you, I fell out of that bed when I was able, and I couldn't do it for some time with a fear, and I prayed unto the Lord, and the first thing I prayed was for forgiveness, for mercy, that God would forgive me, that God would have mercy on me. You know, I heard of a man who passed on, he was a bad boy, he'd done a life sentence, but I knew him. At one time I was meant to take a house with him in Lurgan many years ago when I was only young and left home. And he's just got out of jail and he's died, 65, and he's passed on. And he was a bad boy, I can tell you that. And I was just thinking the other day how many people that I chum with when it's going the wrong way, and they're not here. They're not here tonight. And I thank the Lord that the Lord could save someone like me who was dead in his sins and dead in his trespasses. And I could never point the finger at any man or woman, and neither could anyone in this room. For every one of us were sinners by nature and sinners by birth. And it's only the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ that saved us and changed us. And we ought to thank the Lord for that grace tonight. Thank God, Mephibosheth fell down in reverence as a dead dog. And the goodness of God leads to repentance. Romans 2 and 4 says, "Or despisest thou the riches of his goodness, or the forbearance and long-suffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leadeth to repentance." And I thank the Lord tonight, and I'll tell you, you might know who I'm talking about, but that man that I'm telling you was a bad man that's just passed away. And the last time I ever saw him was at court. And I just bumped into him, and I said to him, and I won't mention his name, I said, "I've got saved, and I'm serving the Lord." And he just laughed at me. He laughed at me. And I tell you, that was the last time I ever seen him in that courthouse. And that was 1989, 1990. That's a few years ago now. But I thank the Lord, he's kept me. He's kept me ever since. And many of them people are away, and the Lord has kept me. Here's another thing about it in verse 7. David said, "Fear not, I will show thee kindness." Mephibosheth was accepted. "Fear not, I will show thee kindness." And when we come trembling and we come to the Lord, or if we ever have a visitation and people talk about angels, When you read of the angels visiting in the Bible, proper angels coming to people with a message, and even William Branham's experience, and he was afraid, the angel of the Lord said, "Fear not, fear not. I'm sent from the presence of the Lord." I want to tell you that anything that comes from the presence of God will bless you. Anything that's a gift from the Lord will bless you. The Bible says the gifts are to edify the church, to bless the church. And here, Mephibosheth is accepted. And David's going to show him kindness. He's going to show him kindness. And he's going to restore all to them that would have been his grandfather Saul owned. He's going to restore it all to them. He's going to give it all to them. And even these men, Ziba, that was a servant of his grandfather, he's going to work for him now. And his family's going to work for him. And they're going to till the ground for him and farm the ground for him. And they're going to be working for him because of King David has said it. And King David's word, that's it. It happens the way he says it. It's not like the Lord Jesus. The Lord Jesus chose you. And he picked you. One in a million. The prophet preached that message. One in a million. The Lord picked you. The Lord chose you. And the Lord's good thoughts for you. And his good desires for you. And you're accepted. Just like Mephibosheth in his condition was accepted. The devil sometimes wants to tell us that we're not good enough. Or we're not doing enough. Or we're not doing this or that. But the Lord says you're accepted. You're accepted. And the Lord's going to bless you. Isn't that good? That God's going to bless you. Praise God. The God who invites will surely receive. And I tell you, he invited him to come. And when he come, he accepted him. John 7, 37 and 38. In the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and he cried, saying, "If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the scripture have said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water." Hallelujah. I tell you, isn't that wonderful? The Lord, when you're thirsty, you can come to the Lord and he'll give you water to drink. Amen? Water to drink. And he'll rivers of living water flowing within you. The Holy Spirit flowing within you because you're accepted. Think of this kindness toward ourselves tonight through the Lord Jesus. Ephesians 2:7. That in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace and his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. I'll tell you, when you take the Lord out, with what have we? With nothing. It's the Lord that is through. It's the Lord that showed you kindness. It's the Holy Spirit of God that moved you to repent, that touched your heart, that touched your mind, and he brought you to the Lord Jesus. People talk about being brought to church. It might have been some church where you heard it. But it was ultimately to bring you to the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, Bob, when he preached on the Eagles, and it was really a wonderful message. And he said, you know, the place for I get saved, the building or the wee meeting hall, it mightn't be there anymore. But my birthplace is permanent in the kingdom of God. It's permanent. And I tell you, maybe some of you halls where there's things happening in a day gone by, it's not here in the earthly sense. But the experience you had, it still happened. And it's still real. And the Lord blessed you. Amen. And it's permanent in the kingdom of God. Here's another thing also up in verse 11 of our reading tonight in Samuel. He shall eat at my table as one of the king's sons. Isn't that some privilege? He shall eat at my table. You see, not only was he accepted, not only was he blessed, but he was adopted. Adopted. And I tell you, we are adopted tonight. We're adopted tonight unto the Lord Jesus Christ. We're his tonight. And we can cry, Abba, Father, tonight. Amen? Adoption. And I tell you, here he's adopted, and he's sitting at the king's table. And we're feasting around the king's table tonight. Can God furnish a table in the wilderness? David says he can. I believe he can. Though he was lame in both his feet, he sat continually at the king's table. That's what David said. That's the way it had to be. And everything was provided for him. He himself didn't go out to work in the fields. He himself didn't have to do anything. He came and he was blessed and everything was done for him. And I'll tell you, that's us tonight again. There's nothing we have to do. The Lord does it for us. The Lord says, but still unknown I'm God. The Lord says, I'm the Lord that healeth thee. Amen. It's the Lord that does it for us. All we do is believe it. We're his children tonight. We're not illegitimate. We're sons and daughters of the Lord tonight. And here this man was not a physical son of David, but he's adopted. He's adopted. So he's treated as David's own son. And he's at his own table. In at the Lord's table. It's not something to be in at the Lord's table. Supping with the Lord. His table of mercy covers many an infirmity, doesn't it? The table of the Lord covers many an infirmity. 1 John 3, verse 1 to 2. Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not. Excuse me, because it knew him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. I tell you, we shall be looking forward to seeing the Lord. Amen. There's so many people we'd love to meet again. The Lord knows my heart tonight. There's people I would love to meet again. I would love to sit with them again. Have a few moments with them again. But all my compassion, if you want to call it that, and respect, has to go to the Lord Jesus Christ. I was like this man, a dead dog. And the Lord saved me. And he showed me mercy. And you know the Lord, give me that scripture, you'll eat the good of the land. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken. And if you're willing and obedient, you'll eat the good of the land. Isaiah 1:18, write down, you can read it. And God gave me that, supernaturally spoke to me in my bedroom. And the voice audibly spoke like it did in the jail, and I heard it. And I rose up from bed, opened my old blue Bible, and read that scripture. Come now and let us reason together, says the Lord. And it goes on to say, if you were willing and obedient, you'll eat the good of the land. Now, the road I took was a hard road. Them other fellas, for a time, they had fancy cars. They had fancy things in this life, more than I had. But they're not here tonight. And I'm still here. And I'm serving the Lord by his grace. They're not here no longer. And all they attained, my grandfather used to say, whatever comes over the sow's back will go back under her belly. There's truth in that. When something is gained by robbery or in a false way, it's not worth having it. The Lord can bless you. And you know the Lord can bless your hands. And the Bible says you'll earn a living by the sweat of your brow. But them fellas didn't want to earn any living. And there's a lot of people in our society today that don't believe them things. They want the big fancy lifestyle with drugs and all these sorts of things. But there's a price at the end of it. And that price is death. And I tell you, death without Christ is to be swept into a lost eternity, in a place called hell. And then at the end of all that, cast into the lake of fire, the second death. Thank God for salvation tonight. Here's my last thought tonight, again from verse 7 of 2 Samuel 9. David said, I will restore thee all the land of Saul thy father. I will restore thee all the land of Saul thy father, from poverty to plenty, through the grace of the king. Through the grace of King David, Mephibosheth went from poverty to plenty overnight. And I tell you, whether you know it or not, you have done the same. The moment you got saved, the moment you met with the Lord, you went from poverty to plenty in a moment. In one moment, you were changed. Old W.P. Nicholson, when he told his testimony and they were asking him about it, And he was sitting at the table, and he said, in an instant, he got it. He got it, and he knew he had it. Instantly, he had it. Struggling to get it, but then he got it. Instantly, he got it. 1 Peter 1 verse 3 to 4 says this, blessed be the God and Father of the Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy have begotten us again unto lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. We have begotten again unto lively hope because of the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. We would like to thank the Lord for tonight. I'll tell you, as Christians, we should hardly have time to wait for somebody to pray. We should be getting in, praying, thanking the Lord. Every chance we get, we should be worshiping him and thanking him for what he's done for us. We were dead dogs without him. Absolutely. We were no better than this man that came. But then we're the same in the sense of what the Lord Jesus has done for us. Verse 4 says this, and to an inheritance incorruptible. No matter what you have down in this earth here, I've always liked cars from a wee lad. Never had much of a money to maybe have a real special car, but I like cars. And if I had the money, I would have a real nice car. I'll tell you that right now. But, you know, one day, no matter what they're like, or a house, or no matter what we have, they'll corrupt. They will corrupt. But we're going till an inheritance incorruptible, undefiled, that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you. The Lord has something reserved for you in heaven that neither the moth nor the rust corrupts. When you think of it tonight, you know, when I think of it, when I said I have a girl 27 years old, I can't believe that myself, that I have a daughter 27 years old. And we're getting older and the time's going. But I'll tell you, when the Lord comes first, whether we go through the grave or the rapture, either way, we're going to be changed back young. We're going to be young people again. We're going to be like the Lord himself. We're going to be young. And the Lord has reserved for us in heaven. Now I'll tell you, in John 14, Jesus Christ himself says that I go to prepare a place for you, that where I am, there you may be also. And whither I go, you know, and the way you know. And Thomas saith unto him, Lord, how can we know the way? And Jesus says, I am the way. I am the way. The way to heaven is the Lord Jesus Christ. The way to the blessing for Mephibosheth was through David. David called him. Don't want you to forget that. Mephibosheth didn't first go to David. David sought him. David sent Ziba to get him. And God sent the Holy Spirit to get me and you. And we were brought to the Lord Jesus. Maybe it was a man preaching that God used, but that's not the important bit. The important bit is it was the whole work of the Holy Spirit that brought us to Jesus Christ. We're not to glorify the preacher. We're to glorify the Lord Jesus. All preachers need our prayers. Myself, every preacher needs prayer, but it's Christ that has to be glorified. He'll not give us glory to another. He has to get the glory. He's the one that saved. Amen. For by grace ye are saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it's a gift of God. No man comes to God, God seeks man. And David sent Ziba down to Lodabar and said, is there none of the house of Saul left? And they said, Jonathan has a son called Mephibosheth, but he's lame in his feet. Now David didn't say, hold on a minute, he wouldn't do. He has a problem. David said, go and get him. Go and get him. And I tell you, God does not look at our problems, but he takes us as we are. It's not wonderful. Come as you are. Come as you are. Let's come and pray tonight and for these different people that need prayer. Let's just bring them before the Lord. And Sunday morning, I want to continue on speaking a bit on the gifts, and we want to have communion. And Sunday evening, our brother John's going to be preaching. Pray for the meetings, that the Lord will move and the Lord will have its way amongst us, and that his name will be glorified. Let's bow our heads tonight and let's come before the Lord. Heavenly Father, we just thank you tonight for your mercy and for your grace. We bless you, Lord Jesus, how you brought that man. You went and sought him out. David did. Sought him out, Mephibosheth, and brought him and blessed him. And oh, Lord Jesus, you sought every one of us, blessed us. We thank you tonight that we're your children. We thank you tonight we're saved by grace through faith. And that not of ourselves. The gospel is so simple. We thank you, Lord, that it's so true. So true. Father, tonight, bless your people. Bless us gathering together tonight. Bless each one in this room and every family. Pray for the wives and the husbands that maybe had to work or at home this evening. Bless them and strengthen them. We pray for all our children. You'll save them. Cover them with your precious blood and move upon them, I pray. Father, I ask you for this funeral service coming up. Lord, whatever minister does it, I pray you'll help them, and I pray that somebody will get saved and somebody will come to know the Lord Jesus. For them two wee lads, Lord, will you cover them with your blood? Will you keep them safe and watch over them all their days? Think of our own children tonight, many of them not saved. Father, we're asking you for mercy and grace, that your precious blood would go on them, that the Holy Spirit sent from heaven would draw them to the foot of Calvary and bring them to the saving knowledge of the truth, we pray, in Jesus' precious name. Lord, we want to see people getting saved in the meetings. Yes, Lord. Want to see the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Lord, of our own selves, we can do nothing, but we need you. We need your help. And we've sought tonight that you will bless us. And we thank you for the blessing. And we want more blessing in way of salvation, in way of gifts of the Spirit. Pour yourself upon us, Lord, we pray, the Holy Spirit, without measure, in Jesus' precious name. Touch people in this room tonight. Maybe they haven't said to nobody, but things are not how they should be. I just pray I'll bless them. Pray I'll touch them and minister to the sick and the needy. In Jesus Christ's name, bless all the nurses, all the doctors. Lord, have your way as we acknowledge you in all our ways and know you'll direct our paths. Lord, if thou wouldst tarry to this weekend, bless both the services. Just have your way, we pray, as we look to you tonight. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. Amen.